Opponents to the Keystone XL pipeline are asking for more information before South Dakota water permits are granted for pipeline construction. Opposing parties want the Water Protection Board to compel discovery from pipeline parent company TC Energy Corporation, previously known as TransCanada. These issues are the subject of a hearing held on Wednesday, May 8th in Pierre to determine rules and scheduling for future hearings. TransCanada announced its name change to TC Energy Corporation at its annual stockholders meeting held May 3rd in Calgary. The company says the new name reflects that its operations occur throughout North America. Dakota Rural Action and other pipeline opponents want to use discovery and interrogatories to get more specific information from DENR and from TC Energy before the company can use South Dakota water. Rapid City Attorney Bruce Ellison says millions of gallons of water will be pumped from the White River, Cheyenne River, Bad River, and other water sources in several counties in western South Dakota where the pipeline, if built, will run.
Going through a lot of unstable lands, which have caused pipelines, similar pipelines, to fail in other parts of the world. We had 500-year floods within a couple of years in some of this area. We are flooding now.
Ellison says opponents are concerned about oil spills and the condition of the water when it reaches downstream users. He asked the Water Management Board to ensure that TC Energy discloses specifically how it intends to use the water. TC Energy needs water to build worker camps and power stations, as well as the pipeline itself. Assistant Attorney General Ann Mines Bailey says DENR has been diligent about making public records available.
DENR is not required to put documents on the website, but has taken that proactive step, knowing that not everybody can travel to Pierre to go through the records.
Mines Bailey says the agency should not grant DRA's request. She says if the board rules that discovery is automatic and rules of civil procedure apply, the water rights process will be altered and timeframes set out in state law will not be adequate. TC Energy has acknowledged pipeline construction can't begin this year. An injunction in Montana federal court requires a new environmental and economic impact statement. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.